Hey, this is Leo for actualized.org. And in this episode, I'm going to introduce you to the pre-mortem technique, one simple trick to avoid failing at your most important projects. The time to repair the roof is when the sun is shining. A quote by John F. Kennedy. Today I have another very practical episode for you, and this one is on the topic of the pre-mortem. This is a simple project management technique, which is the opposite of a post-mortem. And you've probably heard of a post-mortem before, especially if you're in business or you've done any kind of project development work. So what this basically is, the post-mortem, is that after a project is complete, after you launch a service or a product, the people who worked on it come back together, sit in a room, and ask themselves a couple of important questions. They ask themselves, okay, what did we do right, and what did we do wrong? And the point of it is that you learn from your mistakes so that the next project that you go and work on, you can then learn these lessons and apply them. What the pre-mortem is sort of like the post-mortem, except rather than doing it at the end of the project, you do it before you even begun the project. That might sound a little weird. How can you do a post-mortem before you've even started the project? Well, it's a really brilliant strategy that I want to share with you, and I'm going to give you a lot of examples for how this works. But before we get into that, let me just remind you that this fits into the larger picture of strategic thinking. I hope that as you go forward in your life, whether you're working on relationships, business, your health, your spirituality, your personal development, whatever, that you're applying strategic thinking to it. Remember how I told you about strategic thinking in my strategic thinking episode? That was a very important episode. And I'm going to shoot more episodes in the future to show you how to apply strategic thinking. Well, this episode here is one example of that. It's a specific methodology that you can use to make sure that you are thinking strategically about the most important initiatives in your life. And when I talk about projects, I don't just mean work projects. I mean all the things you want to accomplish in your life, the personal stuff too. That qualifies as being a project or an endeavor. And I'll go into more depth about all the different areas of application of this technique. I've applied this technique in areas in my life where you would normally think that this kind of technique couldn't apply to. You would think like, oh, Leo, this only applies to people who are like in a corporation working on some big project. No, this applies to everyone, and it's going to be useful for you, even if you don't have your own business. But especially if you do, or if you're thinking about starting your own business, or if you're trying to start up your life purpose. Talk about a major project, your life purpose. So let's talk about how the pre-mortem works. It's very simple. Basically, what you do is you select one project or endeavor, as we're defining it here, whatever that might be for you. Maybe you want to lose 50 pounds of weight. Maybe you want to get a great marriage. Maybe you want to start a new business. Maybe you want to find your life purpose. Maybe you want to get enlightened, whatever. So you pick that as your project or as your endeavor. Now what you do before you've even begun the project is you imagine to yourself that your project has failed spectacularly. So you imagine your marriage crumbles. You imagine your enlightenment doesn't work. You imagine that your business goes into bankruptcy and so forth. You imagine that rather than losing 50 pounds, you gain 50 pounds, right? You imagine a spectacular failure. And now what you do after you take a few minutes to visualize it in a realistic manner, then what you do is you list every cause of failure that you can foresee. And here's where you have to be forward-looking and at the same time realistic. You want to imagine realistic causes of failure, not just some paranoid fantasies, right? And then what you do is you make sure that you include any subtle psychological causes of failure, not just external ones. So a lot of times we get caught up in worrying about like how the economy is going to be bad and how someone's going to screw me over or steal something from me, like all these external causes of failure. And usually what we ignore is the most obvious causes of failure, which are your personal weaknesses, your personal neuroses, your own idiosyncrasies, and the way in which you self-interfere and self-sabotage. So you want to make sure you include and brainstorm all the possible psychological causes of failure. Be very specific about that. And then once you have your list of failures, maybe you're going to have 10 or 20 items on this list for your one project. Then what you do is you prioritize, reorganize the bulleted list so that the greatest, most threatening, and most likely causes of failure at the top and the least likely ones are at the very bottom. And that once you've got this list, that's a really sobering, eye-opening perspective into what your project is going to require to succeed. You're going to have to overcome all those obstacles. And so what you do now is you brainstorm a list of solutions for each item on this list, especially the top three on the list, which are your greatest threats. And you brainstorm specific and realistic solutions to each one of those. And then you're done. That's the premortem. And you do all of this before you even get started. So for example, if you want to lose weight, you set that as your object, as your endeavor. And then you list all the reasons why you would fail to lose weight. And then at the end of the day, you come up with solutions to address all those points of failure. See how it works? Pretty simple, right? So let's take you through an example of how this might look. And the example that I want to use is starting a new business. So let's say you want to start your new business. Now what do? You imagine, you visualize, okay, I started my business, and then a year or two down the road, it is destroyed in catastrophe. Something very catastrophic has happened, and it failed. Why did this happen? Let me visualize and imagine the possible likely causes. So here's a random list of examples that I would come up with. Maybe it would be something like, the economy goes into recession, and I didn't plan for that, so I don't have enough cash flow coming in, don't have enough cash reserves, and so I'm not able to have enough operating capital, and so I have to go bankrupt. That might be one reason. Another might be that a competitor of mine in the same field releases the same product I was going to release, but earlier, beats me to the punch. Another might be paralysis by analysis. Now, this here is an internal flaw, an internal cause of failure. So maybe I have this tendency to read too many business books, and so I'm spending all this time, you know, dozens of hours doing research, reading all these books, taking all these courses, going to all these seminars, but then I get so paralyzed, I don't know what to do, I don't know how to take the next step, so I don't even get activated to build my business. And because of that, I fail. That would be a very astute, subtle psychological observation about myself, is noticing that I tend to get into paralysis by analysis. And that can really damage my project success. Another point of failure might be that I'm loose with my tax expenses because I'm so stingy. Again, this is another subtle psychological observation about myself. Maybe I recognize that I'm stingy with money. So I try to get the maximum tax expenses that I can, and that leads to an IRS audit because I'm loose with my expenses. And then that creates problems for me and leads to the shutting down of my business. Or maybe I just psych myself out. Maybe I talk about building a business with my friends and my family. I keep talking about it and talking about it and talking about it and having all these dreams. But then at the end of the day, my vision is just so big and so grand, I'm not able to take any action, and I just psych myself out and I quit. I get depressed by all the work I have to do. This, again, is another very subtle psychological inner cause of failure that most people never think about when they begin a project. Usually, if people think about causes of failure for starting a project, it's usually only the most obvious external stuff. They never think that their own psychology could undermine them and lead to failure. And you know what? Most people, when they fail at anything, whether it's losing weight or becoming an Olympic athlete or becoming a famous musician or following their life purpose or, you know, whatever, it's because of their psychology, not because of external obstacles. Here's another example of how that might work. Maybe I'm really artistic, so I start my business and I'm really into the art of my business. And so I start to create my work, the product that I'm going to put out there for my business, but I get so artistic with it that I ignore the needs of my customers. I put my own aesthetics first, the needs of my customers second. And when I do that, I have no customers. And then the business fails. And I'm shocked. How could the business fail? Well, it's because I was too worried about satisfying my own artistic tastes rather than trying to help my customers get something valuable in their lives. Another very subtle psychological cause of failure, right? Because it's my clinginess to needing my own artistic needs to be satisfied that led to this failure. Or maybe I have creative differences with my business partner. Or maybe I just get bored with the business. Because, you know, it usually takes a couple years to get a business rolling. Maybe I just get bored with it. The idea is not appealing enough to me to stick it out for a couple of years. And so I just quit because of boredom. Or maybe because I have this psychological need for financial security. And so when I go and I work on this business for a year, but then the business in a year usually doesn't bring in back a lot of money yet. So I find myself kind of going deeper and deeper into the hole, but then I find myself unable to stomach the debt that I'm going into or the lack of money that I'm getting. And I know that I can get a 9-to-5 job that gets me 6 figures or something out there in the regular world. So I'm very tempted to just go back and just take my old 9-to-5 job back. And because of that, I quit my business. Or maybe I have a problem in that I just can't motivate myself. I can't discipline myself every single day. I wake up late. I go to bed late because I party and drink and schmooze around with women. And so I end up slacking off on my business and don't do enough work fast enough, and therefore it fails. Or maybe I get sucked into a relationship with a woman, and maybe I accidentally impregnate her, and we have a child together, and now all of a sudden we have a, you know, I have to marry her, and I have to have a child with her, and I have to have a whole family, and that takes up a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of focus goes into that. And so that distracts me from my business, and my business collapses. Or maybe I lose all the data for my business, which is stored on a server, and the server crashes, and because I failed to anticipate that it might crash, I didn't back it up properly, and so I lose all my most important data, and my business collapses. Or maybe I just work so damn hard. I'm so excited about my business. I work at it 80 hours a week for 2 years. And then by the end of that, even though the business is starting to become successful, I just burn out and I can't sustain it and I just have to quit. Or maybe I get distracted by the money. Maybe my business becomes successful after a few years. The money starts coming in and I lose focus of the fundamentals. I forget about why I started the business in the first place. I start chasing money, start chasing success, and eventually that leads to the downfall of my business. Maybe I get distracted by a new shiny business idea because, hey, you know, I love new business ideas and I'm a visionary type of person. And so like, yeah, right now, today, this is the best business idea I've got, but next week I'll have an even better one. And then next month I'll have an even better one. And then 2 years from now I'll have an even better one. And so I just keep jumping from one to the next. And I know that's a tendency of mine. So that could be a real serious cause of failure. Or maybe I just get demoralized and I quit because I've been working on this business for like 6 months. And then 6 months in, some bad news in my industry comes out. Some problem happens with my customers. Maybe I lose some of my most important clients for whatever reason. And then I'm just so demoralized that I can't persevere past that and I quit the way I have with certain things in the past. That tends to be maybe a tendency of mine. Or maybe I lack the technical skills. Like, I have a good business idea. I know what to do. I have a great vision. And I start working on it, but I fail to anticipate the fact that my technical skills are lacking. Maybe I don't have the right writing skills. I don't have the right speaking skills. I don't have the right programming skills or the right artistic skills or whatever. And that is something that I would need to educate myself on and to cultivate. Because I fail to anticipate it, then later on it comes back to bite me in the ass. Or maybe I lose sight of my big vision as I'm working on my business. You know, I'm working with people around me. People have different opinions. They have different visions. I have the big vision, but their visions compete with mine. And because I'm so bad at handling confrontations, and I'm so bad at assessing other people's visions, communicating with them, but still holding on and insisting on my own vision, that basically I got wrapped up in their stuff, end up choosing a smaller vision, going after smaller stuff, and I lose track of my big vision. And because of that, my business ultimately fails. So that would be an example of all these examples that I gave you are what your list should look like. Maybe 10, maybe 20 items. And then when you have all these items, you want to prioritize them and really introspect and ask yourself, okay, if this business failed, what would be the number one reason why it would fail? And you take a look at this whole list and you're like, ah, man, I don't know. That's hard to anticipate. But you know, one thing I really know about myself is that in the past, I just keep getting distracted by shiny new business ideas. And I know that I get bored really easily. I lose focus very easily. I don't stick with anything. That's been my number one psychological weakness in the past. And so you anticipate that, that's probably going to be the thing that ruins it. If anything ruins it, it's probably going to be that. And then you go on to number two, find your number two cause. And then go on to number three, find your number three cause. See? Make sure that you really isolate those subtle psychological factors, those personal inner demons and weaknesses that you have, and how those will specifically manifest into tanking your business in this case. And then what you want to do is you want to go through and try to brainstorm some possible solutions for each one of these causes of failure. So, you know, what could I do so that I don't get distracted by a shiny new business idea? Or what could I do so that I don't get sucked into a relationship and accidentally impregnate some woman that I wasn't intending to, and now I have to start a family when I didn't want to, wasn't ready for it? Or, you know, what could I do so that I don't work so hard that I burn out and quit? Or what can I do to address my financial insecurity fears and my lack of tolerance for financial insecurity? What could I do to prevent myself from psyching myself out? And here you want to come up with realistic, practical solutions for each one of those. And that, of course, is going to be different for every one of you. So I can't really supply you with all those answers. So that's it. And then your premortem is done. Now, let me talk about the different areas of application of this premortem. You might think it's only applicable to business, but actually, no. Of course, this is excellent if you want to start a business. But it's also excellent if, for example, you're quitting your job and you're moving on. You know, I see a lot of people thinking about, oh, I'm going to quit my job and go do something wonderful with my life. That can really get you into trouble. Failure to plan that out realistically. If you're going to be quitting your job, which probably supports you and pays your bills, you want to really make sure that you pre-mortem that and anticipate all the causes of failure that will happen there if you quit your job. You really think that one through. Right? A lot of people don't think that one through and they end up screwing themselves over. Also, you can apply this to your entire career, whatever career you're in. If you're a doctor, if you're an architect, if you're a lawyer, if you're an engineer, if you're a programmer, if you're a designer, if you're an artist, if you're a celebrity, if you're an actor, if you're a writer, whatever you are, take your entire career, which will probably span 30, 40 years, and apply a premortem to it and ask yourself, okay, if my entire career fails, why would that happen? What would be the chief causes of that? Especially the psychological ones. Man, that could save your career right there if you do that. And how many people actually do that on their career? Very few. Very few people are that forward-looking. They usually only face the problem once it's already too late, once the problem is already there in their lap. How about your life purpose? Have you taken my life purpose course? I hope you did. It could really transform your life. If you haven't, go check it out. But if you are on track with the life purpose course, and maybe you found your life purpose or you have a hint of what it might be, and now you're working on it, right? Well, how about applying this premortem technique to your life purpose? Imagine if your life purpose failed spectacularly. Why would that be the case? What would be the leading causes of it? That could make or break whether you achieve or fail to achieve your life purpose right there. Are you in school or in college? Well, you could apply this pre-mortem technique to your next year in college, for example. Or you could apply it to your entire college career. Maybe you're going to spend 4 years earning a degree. Well, apply the pre-mortem to it. Ask yourself, okay, if my time in college fails spectacularly, why would that be the case? And then list all the reasons why. That could make the difference between you getting into a great graduate school or failing out of college. Are you trying to lose weight? That would be an excellent place to apply this pre-mortem technique. Sit down and really ask yourself, what are the psychological causes of failure for me not losing the weight? And you probably have experience with this already, because you've probably tried to lose weight a lot of times in the past in your life, and you failed. So you probably are already familiar with common psychological causes of failure. So make sure you bring all those up into your awareness and really plan it out and have realistic solutions for each one of those psychological causes. Your entire life you could apply the pre-mortem to. So if you don't have a specific project that you're working on, how about your entire life? Let's take your entire life from this point on till you're dead and ask, okay, if my entire life fails spectacularly, why would that be? What would be the chief causes of that? And especially, what would be those subtle psychological influences? My own personal weaknesses that led to that. And then what kind of solutions could I come up with? Think about how valuable that might be. How about enlightenment? You trying to become enlightened? Are you a real hardcore student of spirituality? Well, how about we take that as your endeavor, as your project, and now we ask, okay, if your enlightenment failed spectacularly, how would that happen? What would that look like? Why did it happen? How did you cause it? And then come up with solutions. Or maybe you're trying to learn a new hobby, like playing the guitar, or weightlifting, or playing a new sport. You could apply the pre-mortem to that. How about relationships or marriage? Are you trying to get into a great relationship? Are you trying to learn dating? Are you trying to learn attraction? Are you trying to get your dream girlfriend, boyfriend, and then marry them, and then start to raise kids with them? That is a huge monster of a project right there. If you want that to succeed, you better plan ahead. You better think of all the different psychological obstacles you have that will sabotage you in that endeavor. And I guarantee you got at least a handful of those. So take a look. Are you traveling abroad? I notice some people, especially young folks who tend to watch my content, maybe they finish high school and then they want to go off and spend a year traveling through Europe or through Asia or go somewhere they haven't been, you know, that kind of thing, that kind of bohemian lifestyle. That's good. That can be a really great way to learn about yourself, to discover yourself, to find your life purpose. Maybe that's a great idea for you, but do a pre-mortem on it. Ask yourself, if I spend a year traveling abroad and that fails spectacularly, what are the chief causes? How did I cause it? What are some solutions to that? And lastly, you can do this for your entire next upcoming year. 2017 is tomorrow. Or if you're watching this, it's today. So 2017 is here. It's a new year. What do you want to accomplish in 2017? What will it look like if 2017 is a failure for you? What would it look like for you to waste all of 2017 the way maybe you did with 2016 or 2015 or the last 5 or 10 years of your life? And anticipate the causes of failure. You probably have a lot of experience of wasting prior years in your life, so you can easily anticipate what the psychological causes will be. And as you anticipate them and you bring them up to your awareness, you can clearly see the obstacles, which helps your mind to then create creative solutions for them and to not get blindsided by them. Personally, in my own life, I've used this pre-mortem technique for losing weight successfully, for changing where I live successfully. For example, when I moved from Dallas to Las Vegas, where I currently live, that was a big transition for me in my life. It wasn't just a physical relocation. It was a sort of a new starting point for me. And that was important for me, and I used a pre-mortem on that to make sure that I didn't waste my opportunity. And also, when starting actualize.org, I did a pre-mortem. That was very important. I actually sat down, I anticipated all the causes that would have led to my failure. And that was very important, because if I didn't do that, then actualize.org probably wouldn't be where it is today. So that just gives you some idea of how you can apply this technique. I hope you can see the versatility of it. Now, what I've got for you is I've got the assignment. Here's your action step. I want you to select one project or endeavor in your life, just one for now, and then spend 30 to 60 minutes doing a full pre-mortem on it using the worksheet that I have for you to download. It's a free worksheet, so just click down on the link below the video, and you will find the worksheet, and it'll guide you through all the questions and all the steps for doing this pre-mortem. And after you finish that pre-mortem, this is the most important part. I want you to get a sense for how it feels to be strategic. I think that most people miss this. When I talk about strategic thinking, there's a certain feeling to it. When you're being strategic in your life, it feels like you're really being forward-thinking. You're being proactive. You're anticipating obstacles. It's like you're playing a strategy game, and you're really allocating your resources properly to make sure that you're thinking 10 moves ahead so you don't paint yourself into a corner. I want you to get a feeling for what it feels like to live your life strategically. Now, you got to be careful here, because you can take the whole strategic thinking thing too far, where you're overanalyzing every little move in your life, and you're being overly logical and not intuitive. But that's not proper strategic thinking. Strategic thinking is highly intuitive thinking. It's both intuitive and logical at the same time. It takes into account the big picture, but also the little nitty-gritty concrete details that are involved with realizing any big picture or dream that you have. Right? So don't think that strategic thinking just means being super Machiavellian and very logical about everything. No, not at all. It always starts with big picture intuitive thinking, but then also realizing that to get anything done in this world, you have to be practical. You have to anticipate technical details that will fuck up your realization of this dream. And that's what it takes. You got to be able to operate on the big picture level and also on the little picture level, right? So I want you to get a feel for that. And that's it. Happy New Year. Happy 2017. I'm signing off. Make sure you do the worksheet and do the assignment. Please click the like button for me. Share this episode with a friend. Post your comments down below. And come sign up to actualize.org right here. This is a newsletter, my website. There's resources here for free that you can find. You can also find my life purpose course. You can find the forum, where I have some great resources, and people contribute a lot of cool resources to the forum that you can access for free. But the reason you want to stick with me with actualize.org, keep watching the content, is because those folks who do stick with me, they will prosper in ways that are hard for them to even foresee. That's what'll happen. If you just watch one new video every single week, you do the assignments. I give you lots of assignments. I try to make the stuff very practical, very accessible. And you just keep doing that over and over and over and over again for a year, for 2 years, for 3 years. Stuff will start to shift for you. You will start to see the world in new and different ways. And new possibilities will open up for you that you've never imagined possible. You'll have a much bigger vision of your life, of what you can do with your life, of what's possible to do. You'll have much better understanding of all the obstacles that have prevented you from realizing your dreams in the past. And they will no longer seem like giant mountains that are impassable, but you will actually have practical techniques and all the know-how to circumvent all those obstacles and go out there and create the kind of life that you want. And all that it takes is just steady learning of these concepts, of these techniques, working on them a little bit each week, right? This is one of the most important habits you could put into place, is learning how to develop yourself, how to grow yourself in the proper ways. Because this is the stuff you were not taught in school. This is the stuff you were not taught by your parents. They didn't teach you this in church. They didn't teach you this at work, right? Very few people know about this stuff. So you're really lucky to have come across this resource. Mostly free, most of the content I release is free. It's a mostly free content resource. So make sure that you don't discount the opportunity here. The opportunity here for you is huge, and the only real cost is your time and your interest in it. If you're interested in this material, just stick with it and trust the process and just see what it does for you in a couple of years. It can transform your entire life. So I hope you stick around, sign up, and I'll see you soon with more.